I think that we should also say that this earthquake, so-called earthquake bomb, was used very successfully on submarine pens. Here you had these vast buildings that were 42 feet of concrete. In fact, it was more reinforcing in it than there was concrete. Now, the Barnes' theory on this was that this bomb had such a high terminal velocity that when it hit the pen, and this time we aimed right at the target, and for example, in Hamburg, we got 8 hits on this on these pens, and his theory was that the bomb would only penetrate about 7 feet, at which time it was red hot, but it had generated a huge cone of shock waves. And it was at that point that the bomb exploded and that whole cone was blown in. From the up above on the surface, it would appear that we'd only pockmarked the roof. But actually, I went over and examined these pens in Hamburg after the war, and there were 4 submarines that had been completely demolished with these huge hunks of concrete.